Our chapter 6 Mishnah 8, Shnaim Shekiblu Sadeh Barisos. If two people rented a field together as sharecroppers, so they rent the field, they're going to work the field together, they're going to pay the owner of the field a fixed amount of the crop, and they are going to take the remainder of the crop together. Or Shiashu, or two people inherit a field, two brothers. Or Shnishtatfu, or they are become partners in a field, And the scenario over here is that in all of these cases, one of the people is trusted when it comes to tithes, and the other guy is not trusted when it comes to tithes. Yachul hu omer, so he's able to say, the one who is trusted in tithes, is able to say to the other person, Tol ata chitim shebemakom ploini, v'ani chitim shebemakom ploini. I'm going to take the wheat which is on this place, and you're going to take the wheat which is in that place. So in this scenario, they can do that. Or tal atachitim. Oh, sorry. Ata yain shibamakum ploini vani yain shibamakum ploini. Or you take those two barrels of wine, let's say on the left hand side, and I'll take those two barrels of wine, which are on the right hand side. They can do that, and the reason they can do that is because the it's not mixed up the produce. It's not as if they are trading with each other. We had this problem in the previous Mishnah, and we'll see the problem again just now, but it's not as if they're trading each other with produce which is not yet tithed. So they can do this, and once they split it up, then the person who's trusted in tithes, he will obviously tithe his crop accordingly, and they can do that. But says the Mishnah, Avaloyo Marlo, you can't say to him, Tola tachitim vaniso orim, you take the wheat and I'll take the barley. Or you take the wine and I will take the oil. And the reason they can't do that is because if they've got wheat and barley, so they each own half the wheat and they each own half the barley. And if they do this maneuver, it will come out that they're trading the half of the wheat that he owns for the half of the barley that the other guy owns, and vice versa. So that they'll each end up owning, one of them will own all the wheat, and the other one all the barley. But in this case, they've now done a commercial trade, and they've done that commercial trade before they have taken tithes. And that they're not allowed to do, says the Mishnah. Whereas in the first case, where let's take the case of the wheat, you take the wheat on the left side of the field, I'll take the wheat on the right side of the field. So there, we don't look at that as a trade because it's the same kind of produce. There we're just looking at it as they're in a specific place, and that's going to become mine and that's going to become yours, and that they're allowed to do, says the Mishnah.